राहुल गांधी को डेमोक्रेसी से गुस्सा क्यों आता है? यू नो दिस गाय, हिज ग्रेट ग्रैंडफादर वाज अ प्राइम मिनिस्टर, ग्रैंडमा वाज अ प्राइम मिनिस्टर, डैड वाज अ प्राइम मिनिस्टर, मॉम वाज ऑलमोस्ट अ प्राइम मिनिस्टर. सो यू कांट फॉल्ट हिम फॉर थिंकिंग दैट ही वाज बॉर्न विद अ सिल्वर स्पून. I'm sure his nani, his father, may have all sung this song. Tujhe suraj kahun ya chanda, tujhe deep kahun ya tara, mera naam karega roshan, jag mein mera raaz dulara. Well, unfortunately for him, BJP is singing a totally different song. Pappu can't rule Sala, hey, 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 but Pappu Raj nahi kar sakta, hey, 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 hey. What a problem. Poor guy goes through and, you know, he goes to public schools, he goes to some of the best schools, best universities, but, you know, studies. Somehow, man nahi lag raha yaar, padhne mein man nahi lag raha. He doesn't feel like studying at all, but the thing is, everybody is telling him, oh, look, look, here goes the future prime minister. Here goes the leader of the country. So, one can't fault him if he start thinking, Jaane walo jara hoshiyar yahan ke hum hai Rajkumar. Oh ho, aage piche hamari sarkar yahan ke hum hai Rajkumar. Well, things were coming along swimmingly up until that fateful day in 2001. I think it was 25th September, 14 days after 9/11, somewhere in that ballpark. Poor guy doesn't know. He ends up in Boston with a whole lot of marijuana and cash, both of which are illegal. And the man is allegedly put in jail. And frantic calling from India, mom goes to the prime minister, says, please, 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 free my son. And the prime minister, what a kind man he was, calls up Condi Rice in White House, you know, allegedly, and they let him off. The FBI lets him off in Boston, saying that we'll let you go now, but we will come back. We can call you anytime you want. He should have known. Jhatka sa to laga hoga. Arey yaar, at least now let me walk down the path of straight and narrow. But what does he do? He goes along on his own many old ways, starts throwing his weight about. He thinks that he has come to stay, that he is the next prime minister. Unfortunately, 2014 happened. And suddenly he was singing a whole different tune. Shivaranjani. Jaane kaha gaye wo din. Well, you get the picture. Now, somehow there was some hope that maybe around 2019 things will be better. But what happens is that it is still the same. And he is now wondering, ye kya hua, kaise hua, kab hua, kya suna hai. So, now 2024 is just around the corner, and is he going to sing this song once he loses 2024? I have a feeling that he's going to lose in 2024 also. As much as we are disgruntled with the Modi administration and the Modi government and some of the individuals, I don't see any alternative. People will kind of hold their nose and vote for BJP again. So what song will Rahul Gandhi sing next? अच्छा जी मैं हारा चलो मान जाओ ना देखी सबकी यारी मेरा दिल जलाओ ना. Well, I'm sorry to say this thing, but Congress surely is smarter than choosing somebody who doesn't appear to be interested in being the Prime Minister. That's how I see it. Maybe you see it differently. The yesterday's story about, you know, death to democracy. You know, I kind of don't agree with death to democracy. Maybe there is dearth of democracy. One letter difference. D-E-A-R-T-H of democracy. Maybe. That's what is in India. But that's what you have now. And Congress needs to really retool their plan strategy. Otherwise, they are going to be not even getting 10 seats in the next Lok Sabha elections. Thanks for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe to our channel. And I hope you like my singing. And you will express your happiness by clicking on the Super Thanks button. Thank you very much. Namaskar.